Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, I'm Angela Loeb, and welcome. In today's program, I want to talk about Dr. Gay Hendricks' book, The Big Leap, subtitled Conquer Your Hidden Fear and Take Life to the Next Level. I want to tell you about a few concepts from the book, and in particular, I want to talk about what Dr. Hendricks calls the zone of genius. Now, in case you're not familiar with Gay Hendricks, he's a psychologist and a prolific writer. His website says he's authored and co-authored 40 books. And even though a large body of his work is about relationships, I'm most familiar with his personal development work. Like, one of my favorite books by him that was personally very influential is the bestseller Five Wishes, which came out in 2007. Now, the big leap, I believe it came out a couple of years later in 2009, but when I finally got around to reading it, it was 2011. And I immediately loved it, especially because I found a lot of correlations between his work with business leaders. Like, he discusses having worked with Michael Dell, the founder of Dell Computers back in the 1990s. He worked with him. And I found a correlation between what he was saying and what I have found in working with people who are trying to take their careers to the next level, not to mention, of course, my personal challenges in making the big leap to the next level in my own career and life. Now, the premise of the book is based on what he terms, and quote, he calls this the upper limit problem, that people have frequently encounter this upper limit problem when they try to push themselves to, well, their upper limit. He says, quote, deep inside your mind, a little voice says, you can't possibly feel this good or make this much money or be this happy in love. Unconsciously, you then do something to bring yourself back down to the thermostat setting you're familiar with. Even if you do achieve a glorious new height, it's often short-lived, end quote. Now, that sums up what the upper limit problem is. Then he gives some really good examples. Like, he talks about lottery winners. And he cites a study that the study found that when they looked at lottery winners, more than 60% of the lottery winners had blown the money that they had won within 2 years, and then they returned to the same net worth that they had been at before the big win. And some were even worse off than before they won the lottery. Hendricks also gives a few examples of famous and highly successful people like Bill Clinton, John Belushi, Boris Becker, and actor Christian Bale, all of whom in some way or another self-destructed or sabotaged themselves just as they achieved the huge breakthroughs in their career. Now, anyway, I love this. I think it's a brilliant concept to really explore, and he does a great job of that. He points out that the upper limit problem, though, it can't be solved by staying in the same state of consciousness. He says, like other problems, you can sit there and you can analyze them and you can apply past experience to them to figure them out, but with an upper limit problem, you can't do that because you haven't been to the upper limit yet. How can you call upon your experience to help you solve that, right? So he says you have to make this big leap of consciousness, a big leap in awareness, and that awareness that you get, it dissolves the upper limit problem. And this means that what happens is you shine the light of your awareness on what he calls the false foundations that hold the upper limit problem in place. And when they disappear, you'll be able to soar with no limits. Now, of course, I'm just summarizing here, but to go in and read his suggestions about how to do that, how awareness can get you there, I strongly recommend that you spend some time in that part of the book. But I wanted to mention it because it is the baseline of why he's talking about but ultimately the zone of genius. And now you might be wondering, like, where does this idea of genius, zone of genius, comes into play? After all, we are looking at this upper limit, right, where he calls you live in the zone of genius. But he actually talks about four zones in the book, not just one, the zone of genius. He talks about four zones in which he says our activities in the world occur in these four zones. And they are the zone of incompetence, which is made up of all the activities, yeah, you guessed it, that we're not good at. These are the things that we should delegate, he says, or we should find a creative way of getting to avoid them, not having to do them at all. Now, the other zone he talks about, the next level of zones, is the zone of competence. And that's made up of the activities in which you're competent, but then so are other people. And I like to think of this, personally, I like to think of this as the zone of the unfulfilled potential. It's where I would say I probably meet a lot of my clients. Not all of them, but there are definitely clients I meet with that are in the zone of competence, and I'm needing to support them in their career transitions. They've been living here, and they want to move to that next level, which is the zone of excellence. And this is where you get to do the activities that you do extremely well. So your colleagues, your manager, and if you, that is if you work for an employer and not yourself, and your friends and your family, they all like you to live in the zone of excellence because it's where you're reliable. Right? It's where you shine. And they want you to do this for them forever. You know? They want you to be in that zone of excellence forever. And you like it too because it's comfortable. You can call it the zone of excellence is your comfort zone. Unless, as Hendricks describes, you hear a calling from the next zone, the zone of genius. And if you ignore it, he says, quote, a deep sacred part of you will wither and die if you stay inside your zone of excellence, end quote. And he's so right because the other type of clients I work with are in this place in their career. Probably the majority of people I work with are excellent at their work, but they're hearing that calling. They're thinking there's something else. Sometimes it's very different than the work they've been doing. But they want to move into the zone of genius. They hear it calling, and but the deal is that they're scared. They're so scared to move into that zone. But yet the calling won't go away. And just exactly what is the zone of genius, as Hendrick describes it? He says it's a set of activities that you are uniquely suited to do that draw on your special gifts and strengths. It's what the work that I do with clients, I like to refer to this as the person's unique promise of value or their uniqueness. A lot of times I call it that. Anyway, this is what Hendricks calls your genius. And by the way, it's also what Dick Richards calls it in relation to career. He calls it genius. You should check out his book. It's called Is Your Genius at Work? Anyway, to me, the big leap is answering the call that's coming from our zone of genius. And I know just how hard it is to answer that call, not only from personal experience, but of course from supporting so many people, thousands of people struggling with their callings in the work that I do with career consulting. Now, Hendricks talks about how the zone of genius beckons us with increasing loudness as you go through life. This is so true because I know 20-something-year-olds who also have a zone of genius calling them. And sometimes they go try, and sometimes they don't. They stuff it down. And what Hendricks says is that, and this is a quote from the book, by age 40, many of us have tuned out the call to genius and are getting loud, repeated alarms hidden in the form of depression, illness, injuries, and relationship conflict. These alarms are reminding us to spend more time feeding our natural genius and letting it do its magic in the world, end quote. It happens to all of us, and it's no surprise to me that the majority of my clients are in their 40s and 50s when they're contacting me. Sometimes I'm hearing from people in their 30s that are not able to squash the calling anymore. They have to, they're being depressed, or their relationships are falling apart, or they're going through a divorce. And, of course, I don't think Hendricks is trying to tell us that is the cause of all of these problems, but it certainly is worthy of noting that the kind of stress that it might give us could, of course, you know, contribute to the things that we're dealing with. So what do you think? Does any of this sound familiar? I mean, it begs the question, though, how do you figure out your genius or your unique promise of value? That is, if you're applying it to a career, of course. Well, Hendricks has some great advice for that in the book. He has four questions you can answer, and I'll tell them to you very quickly. He says, number one, what do I love to do? What do I love most to do? And he likes to apply this to several of these questions. He likes to challenge it, not just what do I love to do most. It's I love it so much that I can do it for long stretches of time without getting tired or bored. So that's a probably good qualifier. Then he makes it more specific with the next question, what work do I do that doesn't seem like work? That's a good one, really. What work? So you blur the lines between work and, I guess, play, work and fun. Number three, in my work, what produces the highest ratio of abundance and satisfaction to amount of time spent? So basically you get there very quickly. You get into this mode and you get immediately results, like sometimes within minutes you have solutions to issues. That's a good one. So number four, what is my unique ability? That is a huge question. Some people I work with can just go, in a snap, tell me all about it. Then there's also a lot of excuses around it, but that won't pay me any money, or I'm not good enough, or I think I have to go back to school. But that's another program altogether. But figuring out what is your unique ability is very important in all of this. Okay, so these are the questions he asks in The Big Leap, and if they really truly resonate to me, because I've been asking these questions, variations on these questions, all for years, for almost two decades, and all the time I've worked with people around careers. So Hendrix is right on here. He's giving good advice. He has some other good stuff to say about how to articulate your genius and how to center yourself in your genius using, he has various tools that he suggests. One he calls the USM, or the Ultimate Success Mantra. And he talks about affirmations, but he's using it in a kind of meditative way versus just saying a mantra and then it's over with. He has a wonderful chapter on creating time for the full expression of your genius. He calls it, and this is a really good one, living in Einstein time. So that's a good one too. And there's what Hendrix calls the enlightened know. Now, this is something I want to spend a little time with before I go today, because it's really powerful. It's something that really was important for me. When I read it and the way he put it, I was like, yes, this is what I've been trying to understand and get to and practice in my own life. And I love how he calls it the enlightened know. He says it's a shortcut to help you navigate what he poetically calls, quote, the updrafts of the genius spiral. I love that. The updrafts of the genius spiral. Basically, the enlightened know is when you turn down something that doesn't fit into your zone of genius. As Hendrix puts it, quote, you're not saying no for all the usual reasons, such as money, dislike, lack of time, and so forth, end quote. It would be like my realizing that my genius, which is when I get to do things that inspire me or others, when I get to be involved in empowering activities for myself or in the service of individuals remembering their own power and that they feel empowered, and when I get to use my writing and speaking strengths that I have to do that. All that means that I'm in my zone of genius when I get to do those things. So it would be like me realizing that and then, you know, getting to use it, right? So in a way, helping individuals with their resumes, that helps, that fits to me being in my zone of genius, because when clients go through my unique process and I get to use my unique skills in this area, they get a glimpse of their own genius. And for many of them, it's the first time they've ever glimpsed it. And that is heady stuff. They love what we produce together, the resume, the document that, you know, represents them. And I love what we produce together. I am very into the work when I'm doing it. And I'm always inspired by learning about another person's genius. I'm truly inspired by the cool people I get to support this way. And they are inspired and empowered in their job search and their career transition, which I also love. And, of course, this kind of project involves my writing skills. So when I say yes to a resume writing project, I get to operate in my zone of genius. Anyway, I tell you all of that so you can understand how I use the enlightened know recently. So you'll have an example of the enlightened know in action. Here's what happened. A few months ago, I was approached by a popular job board. They wanted to run a test, and they wanted my help. So what they did is they selected between 10 and 15 job seekers, and what they did is they offered them my resume writing services, my resume rewriting services, and then afterwards sent a survey to evaluate how this affected that job seeker's experience of engaging with their company. And as I mentioned, working on resume fits really well into my zone of genius, so I said yes to this project. It was a blast. And the project let me do my thing. And I got to work with some really cool job seekers, and it was really lucrative too because the company paid me my going rate for resume services. It went really well from the company's and the job seeker's perspective too because we received consistently high scores in the survey responses. Then, because the company likes testing and because of the lead on the project, she really likes me and was very pleased with the results, she asked if I'd be interested in helping them run another test, this one to offer to write job descriptions for the HR professionals who might want to post jobs with them. Now, it was something I could have done. I could have said, yes, it would have been in my zone of competence. After all, I used to do that for a living when I was a recruiter. I used to write job ads all the time, and I was good at it too. But no, this wasn't helping individuals, which is part of my genius. It wasn't going to involve inspiring and empowerment at all. So I gave her a tactful and enlightened no, and it was all good. And now they've come back to me for another test with the job seekers, which is in my zone of genius, and the results continue to be outstanding, and the work is super enjoyable and, again, lucrative financially. So you get it? All right. It's awesome stuff. This is a really great book. I highly recommend it. Enlightened Knows, The Zone of Genius, The Upper Limit Problem, Taking the Big Leap. Now, we've covered a lot today, but it is time to go. Thanks so much for joining me, and I hope you'll join me next time, too. I have a guest with me on Be Radiant Radio. Don't get to do this too often, but it's so much fun when it is, and I get to interview someone. Christy Hayes is going to join me. She's an expert on stress and how to avoid burnout. Man, don't we all need those kinds of tips. I look forward to talking with her and hearing her advice. That's coming up on December 18. In the meantime, if you want to find out more about my other programs and articles and my books, and if you want to connect, you can go to my About page. Just use angelaloeb.com to find me. That's angelaloeb.com. Okay, that's a wrap. Until next time, keep on shining like you're meant to.